Deutschlandfunk. Corso. Kunst und Pop.
I think that's just what I have known most and what has always been my style. I played guitar first and I've always written first and then kind of joined Awful in the whole hip-hop scene afterwards, so I think that comes second.
Where does that love of the steel guitar come from?
My mom is from Texas, so I just grew up listening to, like, Western swing music. And one of my favorite bands is Asleep at the Wheel, and they've had pedal steel for, like, 50 years. And I just, like, fell in love with it. And I definitely got it from that, yeah.
Was there also the thought of, how do I sound different than the rest?
Yeah, I definitely try to do stuff of my own. Sometimes in the studio, like, if we have horn arrangements or something, I'll play other popular artists that also have horn arrangements, and I'm like, I don't want it to sound like this. Like, I don't know, it's never we play music to help us find a vibe. It's always like we play music to be like, don't do this, like, do something else.
How did you get into music? Musical family there?
Yeah, definitely my family. My brother's always played guitar, so I've kind of just admired him. But like I said, my whole mom's side of the family is from a very musical place.
What did that look like? What do you mean, musical place?
Everybody on my mom's side of the family just plays music all the time. And I just grew up with all my, like, cousins playing guitar and singing and my granddad, so...
Is that true, that story that you discovered your singing voice trying to be quiet recording something?
Yeah, I did. I was singing a song for Ethereal and I was, like, trying not to wake up my parents. So I was, like, singing really quietly, and I sent it to him, and I was like, don't worry, like, I'll redo it tomorrow. And he was like, no, like, this is perfect. And I was like, wow, that was, like, so effortless. And I was like, that's probably how I should always sing. It's just, like, how I talk almost.
And PSA, the rap collective that you joined for a while, what was that like? What did you do there?
Those are, like, my high school best friends. So I kind of just grew up going to school and being around them 24/7. And they kind of introduced me to, like, a music realm that I wasn't really used to or comfortable with. And I think that definitely helped me start getting my foot in the door for, like, how to, like, do collaborations and, like, singing on songs that I didn't write and stuff that I've never really been introduced to before.
Being a white girl in Atlanta's hip-hop scene, did you stick out?
Sort of. When I joined Awful, there was probably 4 white people, but... I don't know, it felt comfortable, and that's, like, where I felt like I belonged.
And then I understand after high school you went to Nashville to study there, but you didn't like it.
I mainly miss living in Atlanta the most. Atlanta's just so diverse and Nashville's not, but I think I didn't really know what to do with my spare time.
How is Nashville not diverse? What's it like?
I felt like it was just everybody there just does, like, the same thing. It's really competitive. Everybody even just, like, looks the same to me. There's nothing outside of Americana music. Nothing.
So, as you seem to know better what's good for you, can you pinpoint that? I mean, what makes a good song for you?
I think what makes a good song for me is something that's really lyrically strong and can make people feel a certain way, or, like, the way that you felt when you wrote it. It's getting a message across.
As to the lyrics, hurts me too. There's that line, I'm done changing words just so my songs sound prettier. Is that what you did?
Yeah, I was, like, writing a song one day, and I was, like, asking my brother if I should change some stuff in case I, like, hurt my mom's feelings. And he was like, no, you shouldn't. Like, this is, like, how your art is or whatever. So I kind of realized at that moment, people are listening to me. Like, I'm going to tell them stuff, you know? I think a lot of songwriters just sing what's pretty and, like, go out their way for rhymes and, like, just really clever lyrical things. But I'm kind of just trying to just, like, very bluntly say what I have to say, I guess.
What was in that song that you were afraid to say?
I think I was singing about my grandmother. My grandmother's been in bad condition. And I think I was singing about her and I was like, I don't want my mom to, like, cry when I sing this.
Then there's Pigeon. You didn't really send him a pigeon, did you?
I did. I, like, fell in love with this dude in Australia. And, like, I sent him a pigeon with, like, a little note on his leg. I don't know. I could have just texted him, I guess. I sending this pigeon.
Can you send a pigeon from Atlanta to Australia? No.
You can. You just have to pay for a international fee. I don't know how it works. I just did it.
Did it arrive?
Yeah, apparently. On his doorstep. He like has it. It's just like one sentence. You couldn't write that much because of how much ink the pigeon could carry.
He must have proposed after that.
No, actually no.
What is songwriting to you? Do you pour your heart out?
I try to. I think the whole point of songwriting is to just like put out your thoughts and feelings in hopes that somebody will hear it and actually listen. So I try to take advantage of that.
What's Room Temperature about?
I wrote that song kind of just like for myself. I kind of find it really hard for me in songwriting not to write about love. So this song was kind of just like a homage to me and myself. Like I don't really have to write about anybody else, which was refreshing.
So this line, I should get out more, is ironic?
I should literally get out more. When I'm not touring, I'm just sitting at home playing video games or something. But it's like my happy place. It's just like being at home with my dog by myself for days.
I thought you were playing baseball a lot.
Yeah, I bring my batting gloves on tour. I go to the batting cage a lot. I don't play with a team. I don't know, it's like therapeutic to go to the batting cage and just hit baseballs.
Could we say this album is mostly about being lonesome?
Yeah, for sure. I wrote this whole album kind of in the period of coming home from college, and I live in a house by myself, and it's just like really different. I just like grew up with five of us in a house my whole life, and then went to college with a bunch of kids, and then came home by myself. So I think it was my first time in like 21 years of just being isolated and alone, but like content with me being alone. So I think that's kind of where this whole album came from.
So would the next album that you would write now, would it be about something different already?
Maybe. I don't know. I've already written and recorded two songs that aren't on the album. One of them's about my favorite baseball player and the other one's about being alone. So I don't think so.
You're also a photographer. How important is that to you?
It's really important. Music's kind of all I really know. So I always put that first, but photography is like a special creative outlet for me that I'm able to use to just like kind of get away from everything. So I take it really seriously and I love doing it.
What's one of your favorites of the ones you took?
I really love this painter, Kehinde Wiley, and I kind of try to incorporate like the subject into the background like he does in his paintings, but he does it in like a very patternized way. But I took a picture of Lil Yachty, his like signature red hair, and like he's wearing all this red, and I had painted all these like giant tropical leaves red and like kind of put them all around him. And I took that like one of my first photographs, but it's like always been my favorite. I don't know, I really like curated portraits. I carry around a point and shoot and I do that and it's really fun, but when I take a picture, I kind of like put as much effort into it as I would a song.
So did you think of the portraits on the cover of the album?
Yeah, I did, and I got my best friend to shoot it, who shoots like every picture of me on the internet. His name's Eat Humans. We're like my dream team. I always call him like, I want to do this, like come to Atlanta. And I'll get him out to Atlanta and we'll just like shoot for 2 weeks. It took like 3 different days of trial and error. We tried like a bunch of things. And I got like super chocolate sick, but it was worth it, I think.